It's Helping Hand, HPR1 Stations, putting the spotlight on an organization, topic, event in the community offering assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we have a returned visit, Honolulu Habitat for Humanity, Executive Director Jim Murphy.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the exciting current projects, rundown of the interesting model that Habitat has.
Our housing model is working with folks who are in need of housing. They're in need of either replacing their current home or a new home. Way for the family or the individual to work with our volunteer and community partners. We do the training, we take care of the safety, we provide all the equipment, we provide the volunteer labor, but the family is out there with us every Saturday building their home. And once their house is complete, they have a mortgage back with us, but it's a zero interest mortgage. So the only thing that the family pays for is the actual cost of the house. We keep the price down because of the volunteer labor and because of the community outreach that we do.
What are the requirements?
Somebody needs to have a need for housing. So they're either without adequate housing, or perhaps they've just received a lease from the Department of Hawaiian Homelands. They also have to be willing to partner. As I just mentioned, they have to come out and work with us and help us build the house. And then they also have to financially qualify because there is a mortgage. They have to have sound credit and an ability to repay the mortgage. Folks that we concurrently work with right now are folks who have access to land. So they've either got land that they own themselves or a lease through Department of Hawaiian Homelands or Bishop Estates or DLN or something like that, or somebody who's has a house, but the house is in need of such repairs that it can't be repaired and it needs to be demolished. We can't actually work with somebody who doesn't have access to land because typical habitats on the mainland, they can go out and purchase land, but the land cost here in Oahu is so expensive that I can't do that.
That sort of dovetails, I guess. Home preservation is the new version of a brush with kindness.
So our home preservation program is for folks who have their own home, but their house is in need of repair. Similar to our home build is a zero interest mortgage that we work with the family that allows them to make the needed repairs to their house. So this is a homeless prevention program because a lot of people have to move out of their house because it's dilapidated to the point that they can no longer safely live there.
Folks who with disabilities who need to have home modifications done, and what are the requirements?
Sure. So there's an application process that's available online, the financial requirements and the willingness to partner. And as far as the ADA compliance, whether it's a wheelchair ramp, bars in the bathroom, or just remedying some tripping hazards.
So folks who are disabled in wheelchairs, should they think about reaching out to you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is that the kind of call you'd love to get?
That's the kind of call we love to get all day.
Somebody who needs that kind of help, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So new build scheduled for February.
Groundbreaking ceremony on February 13th. It's in Papakalea with an elderly woman who grew up on that piece of land. The house reached a point where the walls were caving in. It was sliding down the hill. She just could not safely stay there any longer. And so she came to us, applied, and was granted some work through DHHL. They've gone in. They've fixed the hill, they fixed the land, they've demoed the old house, and we are getting ready to build again on February 13th.
Wow. When it relates to this build, do you need some volunteers? What do you need?
I could use just about anything. People always ask me, how can I get involved in Habitat? And I tell them, any way you want to. For a build like this, we certainly need volunteers. We'd love to have companies to come out, either sponsor a day and give their employees an opportunity to volunteer, businesses get involved that may want to provide materials or particular services. We need some equipment to do some digging. So if anybody's got a backhoe they'd like to let us borrow for a day, we could certainly use that. Windows, doors, anything that it takes to build a house. We are building a quality house that we want people to be safe and proud of.
So you need labor too.
One of the beautiful things about Habitat is the fact that people from all of the communities of Oahu will come out and build this house. And so you get complete strangers standing next to each other who become fast friends.
There's a lot of ways folks could help. The Restore is a way.
Sure. So we've got a Restore. It's located in Kalihi. This is a resale shop. People donate building material, appliances, and furniture to us, and then we take those items and we sell them for a fraction that you would be able to buy these materials elsewhere, and then all of the proceeds of that Restore go to funding our mission and building those houses. Sometimes those materials go directly into the house. Mm. We've got 6 houses that we are planning this year and our home preservation program, so we're going to be out there every Saturday starting February.
HonoluluHabitat.org 808-538-7070. info@HonoluluHabitat.org. Get the full interview, all the contact, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Executive Director Jim Murphy, Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Privileged to get to do anything to help you guys out. And thank you so much for being willing to come on.
Thank you for having me.